This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Mike Ruzioni is going to join us at 11:30. Pat Forty is going to join us at 11 o'clock. And in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Gus Frat. But right now, I want to tell you about our good friends at Hollywood Casino. They are our title sponsor. Don't miss live music every Friday at Boogie Nights, every Saturday at 99 Hops House. Final Cut Steakhouse. From the first bite to the last, dine like the star you are with an incredible cast of the finest steaks. How about stay and play? It's a great idea to have a Hollywood Casino getaway. How about that in their newly refurbished rooms? Earn tier status faster with every purchase. I absolutely love the food at Hollywood Casino. I love hanging out there. If you get a chance, head on out to Hollywood Casino. They are the title sponsor of this program. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Winning streak listener line, 855-282-8255, and the Lions Choice text line, that same number. All right. We're going to check in with one of our old friends. In fact, he used to be a regular on the press box. He joined us every Monday during one of the football seasons. He is a guy with quite a resume. He went to a Pro Bowl in 1996. He tied a record for the longest touchdown pass ever thrown, 99 yards against the Chicago Bears. Gus Frat joins us. Gus, good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
Great, Frank. How you doing?
Very good. Who was that 99-yarder, too? How do you remember that?
Bernard Berrien.
And were you deep in the end zone, or how did that work?
5 yards deep. I was standing inside the end zone when I actually took the snap.
And how far was it actually in the air?
45 yards.
Oh, very nice. And did you guys win that game?
Yes, we did. It was a very exciting game up in Minnesota. It was a lot of fun. I'll never forget that moment.
Very good. How is your family? Your kids must be juniors now or seniors, or where are they in their high school football careers?
I have one child. It's William & Mary Gunner. He's a freshman at William & Mary playing football there. My daughter Abby's a senior at Haverford, and she's going to be graduating this year. And then my youngest son, Gabe, is a senior at Central Catholic High School, and he'll be graduating this spring.
Are they quarterbacks? Are they playing football?
Yeah, my middle son, Gunner, is playing football. He's a receiver. He's a slot receiver.
Very nice. All right, I want to talk to you about this this new app out there. It's called Roberto, and it's a guide for the consumer to kind of gauge the brain performance. Kind of explain it in as layman of terms as possible.
Yeah, so what we have developed is an app called Roberto, and it's basically a monitoring tool for your brain health and wellness. And we believe that it's something that everyone can use from the age of 6 to 106, and you can understand your own objective data of your brain and how you're performing.
Is this somewhat football related? I mean, was it caused because you've heard of all these horror stories about ex-players, or how did this all come about?
Well, our CEO Clarence is sitting here, and I would love to tell you his story about why he developed this tool and why it means so much to him, and it's definitely related to football.
All right, go ahead. Clarence, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Good, Frank. Nice to be here today. And what happened, Frank, about 8 years ago, back in 2008, a young gentleman played for a high school football team, and his teammates and him went to go see two other teams play in the playoffs because they were going to play one of the other teams. And this young man sneezed at the game, and he was feeling sick and went to the restaurant. And the police and EMS thought he was on drugs because his speech was slurring and he was staggering. Well, his teammates said he's not that kind of kid, and he was feeling sick. So they took him over to the local hospital, Ford's Regional Metro Hospital outside of Pittsburgh, and they started to check him out at the emergency room, and his parents showed up, and his father explained, well, he was having some migraines during the week, and they ran CT scans of his head to check to see if there were any bleeds in the brain, subdural hematomas, and they couldn't find nothing. So they, after checking him out, they said, we recommend that you go see your primary care physician tomorrow. Well, they wheeled him to the vehicle in a wheelchair, and his uncle actually had to pick him up and sit him in the van. Well, the next day, he wakes up in the morning at home, and he can't get out of the bed. So they have to rush him to UPMC Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Again, they started to run CT scans to check him out, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. By the end of the next day, he stroked, and he was brain dead. And everybody was wondering, you know, what happened here? So when they ran the autopsy, they found out from his sneeze caused plaque to let loose in his vertebral artery. And actually, it would have been a 10-minute procedure that could have helped him by putting a stent in the artery. But they missed it because they just did a random CT scan of the top of his head. So we started looking at this, and I started looking at people we need to team up with to perform a technology, to develop a technology that could monitor people's brain performance, health, and wellness. So we teamed up with the University of Texas Arlington, and we wrote the code and developed the game that on any given day you can monitor your brain health and wellness. And if something's going on and your numbers are degrading, we broke it down so it was red, green, or blue so that you could understand it and get it to your physician to get some type of help. And we stored this data on the cloud so you could do it at any given time. A doctor, a coach, a teacher, or anybody could pull this data down and check out what's going on with you, or you could share it with them.
So I read one review of it where it's called the thermometer for the brain. Is it that easy to operate? You can use this thing and know that at that moment, this is how I'm functioning today?
Exactly. That was the whole purpose of it, to make it that easy, dumb it down, and make it very simplistic. Even though the algorithms and the science behind it are over 50 years old, we wanted to make it easy so every individual, anyone in the world, could understand it and be able to gauge where their brain is on it at any given time. And it doesn't have to be for, you know, playing sports. It could be anything. You could be older, and you could be coming down with early onset, different diseases or illnesses that you could pick up and share with your physician at any given time.
Gus, I'm wondering with you know, some of the horror stories of ex-NFL players, have you got any of your ex-teammates or guys you've known in the league to use this? And is there any story related in that angle?
Well, I have some friends that were, you know, ex-players that are alumni of the NFL that are using the tool. We're dealing with over 600 players in the concussion settlement with our full version. It's basically a pre-screening tool for them to understand whether they have any kind of impairment or not, and if they should go get a full neuropsych evaluation. And I have some current players. I know Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a free agent right now, but he's been on our app and he's been playing it. And, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, his numbers and where he is and see how he's feeling, and he's really reacting positively to what we're doing.
It's also been described like a Fitbit, a weight scale, or a blood pressure cuff, so it's very easy to operate. Take me through that process then.
So I'll let Mark explain it to you. Mark's our IT guy and really kind of helped develop the tool.
All right.
Yeah, hi, this is Mark. So basically it's a video game. It takes about 6 minutes to complete. You play it on your smartphone or your tablet, and we're available both on iOS and Android. And essentially, it's seven different games. So you play seven different games. Within that 6 minutes, we're checking a variety of different measures. During that period of time, we collect about 1,500 pieces of data, and then we distill that into a really easy-to-understand report. I think one of the things Clarence mentioned is really making this a simple, fun, easy-to-use game so people are willing to try it. I think the one thing when you say a Fitbit or a blood pressure cuff, if you think about the importance of the brain, and if I were to say to you, let's get in shape, the first thing you're going to say is let's either exercise or change our diet. Most people don't think about brain health, even though the brain really controls the body. So the idea was to come up with this tool that's really a lifestyle changer for people, to really encourage them to become aware of brain health, to be aware of their current situation, and then to monitor that over time. There's a lot of things that can impact your brain performance throughout your life, unrelated to sports. It could be medication you're taking. It could be the wrong dosage or the right dosage, depending on how you're feeling. It could be anything from stress or bullying in school. It could be, you know, alcohol or drugs. So there's a variety of things that could negatively impact your brain performance. There's also a number of things that can positively impact it. So the idea is to make this tool quick, easy, so that you can do it anywhere you are. You get this trend data over time, and then you can see how certain decisions you make throughout your life impact your brain performance.
All right, good stuff. How do you sign up? What's the angle here?
So you can either go to our website, which is robertoapp.com. That's robertoapp.com. Or if you go into the IO store, just search for Roberto or RC21X, and the same thing at the Google Play store. So that's the way that you can download the app. But probably the quickest is just go to the website, and that's robertoapp.com, and then you can click on whichever icon is appropriate for your device.
All right, a couple of quick football thoughts for Gus before we let you go. Were you surprised, or did you expect Ezekiel to set the world on fire like he did?
Well, you know, I wasn't really surprised because I knew what type of athlete he was, and I knew his determination to be the best. I just saw that every day when he practiced at John Burroughs. And then watching him through his college career, you know, just the brunt of what he took on for Ohio State. You know, he became their leader. He became their top guy on the team, and people followed him. And we saw that when they won a national championship, you know, how important he was to the team. And just, you know, when I talked to Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett about him at the combine before he was drafted, and they asked about, you know, what do you think of this kid? I said, he's a great kid. He has a great family. And, you know, you will not miss with a kid like that. And so Ezekiel, he's setting the world on fire, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
And did you take advantage of that great thing the NFL does, Pro Bowl week, where they bring down the high school coaches of the guys selected for the game?
I did take advantage of that. My son Gabe and I went down for a nice trip. We were there for 4 days, and we were able to spend a lot of time with Ezekiel. You know, we did a couple nice functions with him, and it was a lot of fun to watch him interact with the other players. Brought back a lot of memories for myself. Even though I was a little luckier, I got to go to Hawaii when I played. But, you know, it was a great time, and my son really enjoyed it.
I got to ask you, you've spent, I guess it was 94 to 2008, 14 or 15 years in the league, a lot of collisions. You were sacked a lot. Any memory issues or any health issues for you, Gus?
No, not currently. And that's why I'm, you know, so involved in this company, is because I'm going to continue to monitor myself as I get older. And I want to know that if something does happen as I get older, if I start having an impairment, I'll be able to know right away, and I'll be able to understand what that is and be able to try to find something that I can do to help myself, you know, reverse that impairment. So that's what it is. And when you look at that, you know, that's what every player wants. You know, at some point as you get older, anything can happen to you. So you want to understand your body. You know, the NFL is great about giving you these tests of, you know, in these physicals throughout your life, but really, guys need to understand what their brain, what's going on with their brains. I didn't take as many hits as some of the linemen did, or linebackers, or people that have played in the game. So, you know, that's my goal in life, is to help as many people as I can with this tool, and I think it's going to be able to change a lot of people's lives in the future.
Good stuff. Gus, we wish you success with Roberto. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, great. Thanks for having us on, Frank.
All right, Gus Frerotte joining us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 5-9 of the Fan. It is kind of interesting that you can, you know, it's like a Fitbit or a weight scale or a blood pressure thing. You know, you find out right away.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try during the break, I think. I already went and quickly downloaded it. It doesn't take very long to do.
I like your chances of scoring well in that.
Well, I hope I win, yeah.
You haven't had any full impact collisions in your early...
I don't think so.
He's in sports talk radio, though. That does kind of dumb down the brain.
Well, I mean, it just says a lot about where I'm at and my functioning level, probably.
But, all right, let's see. Do we have time for a quick spot here before we go to break?
Oh, sure.
Let me tell you about Lion's Choice. If you're looking for a place for lunch, why not Lion's Choice? What I recommend is to have the double one. And you get twice the roast beef. It's medium rare. It's seasoned to perfection. It's served on a buttery, toasted bun. Have the fries. Have the horseradish. Have one of those orange freezes. There's a reason. They've been around for over 50 years now in the St. Louis area, and they have over 25 locations. Lion's Choice, one of our great sponsors here on the program. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.